This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. State Treasurer Beth Pierce has been actively involved in efforts to improve the financial literacy of Vermonters. Why does she feel this is such an important concern, and what are some of her proposals to help deal with this issue? These are some of the questions we have today for State Treasurer Beth Pierce. Beth, great to have you here.
Thanks for inviting me. Great to be here.
So let's start our conversation by trying to identify what the problem is. Are you concerned that there are a fair number of Vermonters who don't have the basic financial skills to deal with the important decisions they have to make during their lifetime?
The direct answer is yes. And there's a lot of evidence at both the national and the state level that should be very concerning for every single citizen. On the national level, 39% of American adults have zero non-retirement savings, according to studies. More than half of the adults do not have a budget, according to the National Financial Educators Council. 76% of college students say that they wish they had more help to prepare for their financial future. So there are some real issues out there. According to the EBRI, Employee Benefits Research Institute, 30% of workers say they worry about their personal finances while at work. You know, that's an issue in terms of work productivity as well, and in terms of the anxiety that citizens have about the fact that they haven't saved enough for retirement. My generation, the baby boomers, are the most ill-prepared for retirement in a very long time, and that's going to put additional strains on states and federal budgets. When you look at Vermont, only 22% of Vermonters have participated in financial education either in the school or at work or through college. That's a very low number. And a survey of Vermont school administrators estimated that more than two-thirds of the graduating seniors do not enroll in financial literacy classes. Those are astounding numbers for me, because when people don't save for the future, aren't prudent about their investments and working out the issues so that they can have a secure financial future, that puts strains on budgets. And in addition to that, it detracts from the economic generator it could be. When people have adequate money in retirement, they buy goods and services. And when they buy goods and services, it creates jobs.
You've talked a lot about having retirement savings for folks. I'm wondering if this issue even goes beyond that to the point of where somebody understands what's the interest on their credit card.
Absolutely.
Some sort of practical real-life situations.
Absolutely. You know, folks, when they don't have that background, you have a number of students that are getting college loans, and they're not really thinking through the consequences of those loans when they graduate and the need to pay those back and taking a look at those. When you don't have a very good credit score, for instance, if you haven't managed your finances very well, you end up with more expensive loans, more expensive car loans and the like. So for me, it's about building skill sets that enable you to make those assessments, to enable you to take a look at how much debt you have, what your financial future is, how you're going to assess that and move forward to achieve your goals. And for me, it's about every single Vermonter having an opportunity for a lifetime of financial well-being. To me, that's about aspiration. It's not just the skill sets that you need, but what are you trying to do with those and aspire to in terms of the end game for those developing those skill sets. It's good for the individual, it's good for Vermont, and I like win-win situations.
So we had a Vermont Financial Literacy Commission take a look at this issue, came up with some key recommendations. What are some of the most important recommendations from your point of view?
Well, I think there are a couple of things from our end. Again, you know, we spent a great deal of time in the commission looking at different areas. While I believe there's a holistic approach, we also divided it into three working groups, K through 12 education, higher education, and adult education. And we took a look at the issues around that and made some recommendations in each of those areas. For instance, in K through 12, we talked a lot about what types of issues and things that you might want to do in schools to increase financial literacy, and looking at electives and coursework that could be there and assist in making some recommendations there. I'm pleased to report that we made improvements. We got a long way to go. But in 2014, there were only 7 Vermont high schools that required students to take a personal finance course to graduate. Now, more and more schools are doing that, and also schools with a recent survey that found 50% of the Vermont schools offer some form of elective in financial literacy or financial education. We need to go further, but that's a start. When we look at higher education, one of the things that folks are concerned are the FAFSA form, which you need to do to complete, you know, for your to take a look at financial assistance if you're pursuing a post-secondary degree. Vermont has a very low rate of students completing the FAFSA, and we're looking to grow that. And we saw some improvements. It grew from 2016 to 2017 from 57.6% to 61.2%. Throwing those numbers out, a 3% increase isn't great, but it's a start, and we need to see more and more students do that because, frankly, there are dollars that are on the table that could assist individuals in pursuing their higher education goals.
And I'm sure there are people who look at those forms and are totally intimidated by
absolutely,
them.
Absolutely. VSAC, the Vermont Student Assistance Corporation, is working to try to work with schools to get that information out and to help students get past that anxiety of filling out forms. We all have it in adult life, too. Sometimes you put off doing your taxes or whatever because you look at all the work and you say, I don't want to touch this. And you see that it isn't as hard as it looks. You need the skill sets to do it. And frankly, there are assistants out there. And contact VSAC if you're interested in learning about that or talk to your school because they want to help you do that because that's the first step in making education more affordable.
You talked about how it would be helpful to have schools focus on this issue. And then you mentioned employers as well.
Absolutely.
What do you want employers to do?
Well, I think there are a couple of things we could do. One is workforce financial planning pieces to that. Going through some work on credit and what that means and how you're doing that. And if you are having credit problems, how do you address those? One of the pieces that I'm particularly proud of this year was the passage of the Green Mountain Secure Retirement Plan, which is a plan. The legislature gave us the authority to move forward to provide a retirement plan, a voluntary retirement plan for Vermonters who are working and do not have employer-sponsored plans. And for employers, particularly we're targeting employers that have 50 or less employees or self-employed individuals. We took some time to analyze this before we started. We worked with AARP. They did a study, and 104,000 Vermonters do not have access to employer-sponsored retirement plans. Working with the governor, working with the General Assembly this past year, we got authorization to move forward, and we see that developing a retirement plan, a voluntary retirement plan, is extraordinarily important. But as you pointed out earlier, it's not just about retirement. It's the holistic approach. And from our end, what we're going to try to do is insert a financial literacy component into the whole process. And we think that by doing that, we can meet people at work and assist them in growing their assets for retirement and developing the financial planning tools that they need in everyday life.
Vermonters who are interested in learning more about this issue should visit the website of the state treasurer. That's vermonttreasurer.gov and click on the financial literacy section. State Treasurer Beth Pierce, many thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.